Welcome to the Boomer Woman's Podcast, where we are embracing the journey. I'm your host, Agnes Knowles. For the first time in years, I don't have a guest this week, so it's just you and me. After dozens of conversations with fascinating people over 60, I've confirmed something I've suspected for a long time. Life doesn't shrink with age. It quietly opens up. Or sometimes not so quietly. I was noticing that since I sold my last house 10 years ago, I've tried to say yes as often as possible. I actually remember the very first one, saying to myself, this is not what I was expecting, but I have no reason to say no. So I'll say yes. And I've met some lovely people. I lived in towns that I swore I'd never live in, only to find that they had their own charm and I'd actually been missing some things. I've had some pretty interesting plot twists, I must say. And so many of my guests have reinforced that observation. Be open to more, and more will show up. Now, I often fly solo on the last week of any year, but this mid-March time slot is different. I wanted to chat with you about life and lessons learned and the joy of making the choices that decide on what happens in any given day. I've been chatting with my AI bot this year. I took two great courses on training her. Yes, she's a her, I asked. Her name is Luna. Again, her choice. The result of these courses is that she's able to understand how I think, how I operate, quite a bit, and quickly course corrects if her answers don't line up and I call her on it. That said, she calls me on my bad habits too, like procrastination and undervaluing my skills and that pesky little perfectionist thing I keep on thinking I've overcome. Anyways, Luna made a few suggestions for this chat. Soliloquy? I'm not sure what to call it, and I hope you stay with me. Remembering the comment bar is always there, and I really do hope you respond. One of Luna's suggestions was this lead-in. One day you're planning life, and the next day someone offers you the senior discount, and you think, wait, when did that happen? I actually just posted a meme on Facebook that said, I was just sitting here minding my own business, and suddenly 1975 was 50 years ago. I identify with the meme more than Luna's suggestion, and I'm going to explain why. 15 years ago, my daughter and my infant grandson were living with me on Vancouver Island. Another daughter and her partner lived in Vancouver. The West End, of course, where hotels do not come cheap. We three decided to spend the Christmas season with the other two. Ever the thrifty, aka cheap, person, I went online to see what I could find for a hotel in the neighborhood. If you're now thinking, right, Agnes, the West End, Christmas, three people, I'll respond, did I forget to tell you about the two young pups we had recently adopted? Anyways, there's your picture, me on my computer lining up possibilities and deciding I'd get better information from a real person, so phone on my ear. Thank goodness for a lovely hotel clerk. I've already said I'm cheap, so I was asking about twin queens plus a crib. I can't remember the actual numbers, but let's say $200 a night. Remember, it was 15 years ago. I had just decided to suck up the cost of a four-night stay when I saw it on the hotel website. Those magic words. Senior discount. Getting closer to 60, I figured there was no harm in asking. Are you over 55? Was the response to my question. Thank goodness for cordless phones, as I was happy dancing, even though I didn't know what the discount was. I can't remember that detail either, but it was in the 25% range. Quick math, $150 a night. This is where one's self-talk comes into play. I had already decided to go with the $200. Obvious question to me, traveling with a baby. How much is a one-bedroom suite? Clerk did the math. With your senior's discount, $200. And a great time was had by all. I do have one other story about senior's discounts. Off and on for the last 35 years, I've led an exercise class for mid-age women, aka seniors. Many years ago, after class, the women would go down the hill to McDonald's, where, at the time, senior coffee was 27 cents. I went with them one day and joined the chorus of, senior coffee, please. Clerk looked at my 40-year-old self and paused. Rule number one in those days was the customer is always right. He looked at me. He looked at my friends. He looked at the coffee and was completely nonplussed. Having had my fun, I laughed and said it was a full-price coffee. Your turn to fess up. Were you insulted, dismayed, or delighted with the concept of getting a senior's discount? I really do read all the responses. Let's stay with this age thing for a bit. As we reach 60, the subject of retirement, yes, air quotes, comes up. Many of the guests I've chatted with over the years have been happy, even excited, to give up the 9-to-5, as that gave them the freedom to learn new things, to jump into a business idea that had been percolating for years, to spend a few months in an exotic location, to be the daycare their kids need. So many options. And let's unpack that. There will always be new things to learn. From quilting to driving a school bus to building a website, you have so many choices. And with the internet, you can usually find an affordable mentor. Or, a suggestion I really like, sit down and make a list of all your friends and acquaintances, and then reach out. You might be surprised. Here in Victoria, I always say that 6 degrees of separation are more like two. Think about that. Now, how about jumping into a business? In retrospect, I could have started at least 4 businesses that are now worldwide successes if I'd had the moxie at the time. Think travel mugs, children's clothing, character motorcycle helmets, craft kits. Oh well, I'm at least happy the ideas were good enough to bring income to the braver than me's. How many of you rolled your eyes at the concept of spending several months in an exotic location? Here's a truism for you. As soon as you extend a stay on Airbnb to a month or more, the costs reduce significantly. Check it out. And you don't need to go too far back in my podcast guest list to find the one about house and pet sitting. I did that for most of 2025, and I'm still getting calls asking about my availability. Finally, I know there are some of you who would love to spend more time with your grandchildren, or your kids just might need the financial help. I'll admit my opportunity came during COVID. I did happen to have a suite in the same house that my daughter was renting. When she and her partner started working from home, it was perfectly okay for the children to come downstairs at 7 a.m., get up to shenanigans with grandma all day, and go back upstairs at 4 p.m. I loved that time. And I have the videos to prove that the kids did too. I'll ask for another response now. What idea are you going to investigate after our time here today? That's called assertiveness. I'm not asking if, I'm asking when, what idea, and you're going to do it. Anyways, I'd love to know. Now, I'll admit, a brand new thing can come with fear. Fear of the unknown, of failure, of what other people think. Most of us experience that. And this much I know is true. Screw it. Just do it. You can always rethink it, and you'll know who your friends are. That's really good information to go forward with. There's something else I've learned over the years, both from lived experience and from my podcast guests. What's the title of that book? Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and It's All Small Stuff. As a recovering perfectionist, I ruefully remember the time I spent satisfying my anal retentive perspective, making sure the nap on the carpet lined up as I vacuumed, folding the towels so that they created the perfect tower in the closet, mowing the lawn in even, straight lines. Things not a soul noticed except me. Time wasted when I could have been making mud pies with the kids or learning salsa 10 years before I did. I could go on, but you're already rolling your eyes or shaking your head. Or maybe you're nodding along in recognition. As I get older, I've become clearer about what actually matters, and many of my friends would agree with me. A good laugh with them? Who cares if there's a small spill as we raise our glasses in toast? A hug from a grandchild? Just because I'm their grandma. Too much cheese in the cheese sauce? It tastes so good. Laughing as the dog shakes her muddy self right beside me. Because she thinks it's hilarious. And because there are old towels for both of us when we get home. Snipping a cutting from a neighbor's garden with my thumbnail. Oh my God, my mum used to do that and I'd be so embarrassed. But she had a beautiful garden and a green thumb. Now I know where that expression comes from. One phrase I learned from my online trainers is plot twist. He says, unless it happens in the last chapter, it's only a plot twist. I laughed when a guest used the expression a few weeks ago. When life gives you lemons, when the dark clouds roll through, when the keys are where you left them instead of where they should be. Plot twist. You've survived them before. You'll survive them again. You've survived them before. You'll survive them again. That verb, survive, could be replaced with so many other verbs these days. Remember that. You've learned stuff before. You can learn stuff again. You've overcome challenges before. You'll overcome them again. You've managed plot twists before, and you'll manage them again. Some of my guests remind me of that in very poignant ways. Cancer, widowhood, financial difficulties, accidents. The list goes on. It really does keep me humble. What is that mountains out of molehills expression? I'll be honest, I've done that. But compared to so many others, my life has been a walk in the park. A plot twist that Luna suggested was curiosity. I'll be the first to admit I've always had an overactive curiosity. But Luna also suggested that maybe curiosity is the real fountain of youth. What do you think of that? There's a ring of truth about it, don't you think? I'll be the first to encourage your curious nature. But I will add one caution these days. Check your sources. There's so much crap out there now. And I'll be the first to admit so much of it is created thanks to the less reputable of my Luna's compatriots. And really, the bots are only creating the crap their human-ish puppet masters request. That goes for the too good to be true stories, too. Before I share any stories now, I do a search and make sure some reputable sources are carrying the story. Often, I find the exact same story with a different hero on 20 different sites. Okay, rant done. I mentioned that word retirement earlier. I still use air quotes when I say it, when I type it, even when I think it. There are so many better re-words for this time of life. Renewment, reinvention, rejuvenation, rebirth, reinvigorate, replenishment, recreation. I could keep on going, but you don't need to listen to Agnes, the thesaurus. All of the aforementioned takes some energy, but remember this, at age 65, you might still have 30, 40 or more years ahead of you. I have an expression that this granny's off her rocker. Rocking chairs are wonderful to sink into at the end of a fabulous day, but I don't want to spend decades in one. Do you? The point is, life doesn't have one act. It has chapters. Whether you change careers, move countries, write a book, become an activist, leave an unhappy situation, it's another chapter. Again, my guests. So many thought their current chapter was their story. Then serendipity crept around a corner and, plot twist, new chapter. And if the chapter isn't a happy one, recreate, renew. Turn the page and use your energy not to wallow in despair, but to rewrite your story. I've had my share of lemons throughout my life. I'll admit I'm a bit of a Pollyanna, the eternal optimist. And it's come to my rescue on more than one occasion. But at the risk of sounding like my English mother who had an expression for every single thing, There's no point in crying over spilt milk. Or, in the words of Jerome Kern, nothing's impossible, I've found, for when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. And I want you to all appreciate the fact I didn't try to sing that for you. Well, I've been chatting for, I don't know, 16 minutes now, and I realize there might be a really good reason I enjoy my guests. I could get tired of my own voice after a while. I've been chatting with people on air for 6 years now. I try to keep subject matter varied, but I can't tell you how many times I've thought, oh, this guest and last month's guest need to compare stories or work together or hear each other's opinions. And you know what? I've been reorganizing the episodes in YouTube, and I remember each and every guest. There's always a takeaway if it's only a thought. I so appreciate them for that. Before I turn off the mic, though, I want to visit gratitude. It runs through a number of conversations with guests, and it's one thing I try to keep front of mind each day, with varying degrees of success. It can be big things like health or safety or clean air, but it can also be little things like that first mouthful of coffee in the morning, a door held for you, a sale price on an impulse buy, or filling up with gas the day before the price climb. Start small or start big, whichever works. Gratitude creates other positives in your life. It really does. And we can all do with as many of those in our day as possible. Now, how about you? If this episode made you think, I'd love to hear from you. Plot twists? Ideas simmering, a creative pursuit, an embarrassing moment that you can laugh at now, a leap you're preparing to take. Share it in the comments. And share this episode with a friend. We may be in different boats, in different oceans, tides going one way or t'other, but we are all midlife women in boats, and we're finding life jackets that fit. And look damn good on us. Follow the podcast so you don't miss future conversations with remarkable people who are redefining what life after 60 can look like. Spoiler alert, they can be pretty interesting. If you'd like early access to new episodes, they arrive Wednesday evenings on Substack before the public Thursday release. You can also find the podcast and a few other things I'm working on at boomwithabang.com. Thank you for staying with me today. Have a great rest of the week.